Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was humbling to hear that, Hugh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sounded strong. And I meant it. And I felt it. And today?
I do not remember this in the movie. I got to go back and watch Rocky now.
It's nighttime. The scene is at night. Not, it's cold out.
I remember this a scene like this in New Jack City, though.
I think if you go back and rewatch Rocky, I think it's Frank Stallone that's singing it, by the way.
Yeah, I think it was because he was a dude back in the
day. All right. Should I take it back? 215-592-9490. But no, I'm not taking it back. Well, at least that's my thought right now. Hugh, where are you at? Should I take it back?
Nope. Stand on business, Joe.
But you're confusing me today because stand on business, but then you're telling me the Cowboys will win tonight and you want them to win.
I want them to win because pressure makes diamonds or coal. Like that's where we are. That's the position that we're in right now.
Right, right.
Like we are, and I feel like we're a diamond. Do you feel like we're a diamond? I mean, we are the defending Super Bowl champions. Because guess what I heard in that Hard Knocks first episode?
What do you got?
The Cowboys are hanging their hat on the fact that they beat not only the defending Super Bowl champions, but then they turned around the next week and they beat the AFC champions.
It's a big week. They had a big week.
So, with that being like, this is moments like this you live for. This is where they write stories about games like this. You know what I mean? You're on Monday Night Football. Everybody and their mama watching. You the only game in town. You can show people why the Cowboys are looking up at you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, you don't concern yourself about what's going on in the rearview of your mirror. You know, especially like when I'm driving my truck and I'm dipping in traffic. I don't worry about when the people blowing their horns and they're putting their middle fingers up. I ain't worried about that because—
How often does that happen to you?
Quite a bit. But—
I might say something about you driving.
You're in my rear view. I ain't worried about what's going on in my rear view. I'm in front of you.
Okay, well, let's use that analogy for this division. You know, when I said what I said 5 weeks ago, the Cowboys were so far in the rear view you could barely see them.
Yeah.
They're kind of right up behind us
they
now.
They are, but listen, I'm still in the front, and I'm in control of this thing.
Yeah.
I'm in control of this situation. Yeah, you might not have to put your foot on the gas just a little bit more.
How are the
but you're still in the rear view.
Are our tires still working?
And we got
do we have brakes?
We got that 6.2 liter V8.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, with that fuel injection. We got that. I don't know what they're driving because it's in my rear view. You know what I mean?
You're not talking about our offense, right? Because we have no horsepower right now.
Well, listen. We better get it. We got a Ferrari. We just don't know how to we don't know how to hit that clutch and put it in gear. We ain't put it in gear yet.
Oh, so you're saying the driver doesn't know what he's doing.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that since we're using metaphors. Last time we used a car analogy.
He was in the back seat.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, he ain't driving, you know.
Can we put him back there and get Saquon revved up? That worked last time.
No, but seriously, though, this is where the rubber meets the road for me. This is where we're going to find out who the Philadelphia Eagles really are.
Yeah.
You know, we said last week, fraud watch, right?
It was
the fraud bowl. It's fraud watch for real. Because sister, brother, whatever you want to say, that you put yourself in this position. And that's why you can't push the panic button because you're still in control of your destiny.
Well, speaking of Fraud Watch, you know what we can call tonight? I think tonight it could be the loser goes home game. I think the loser of tonight's Cowboys and Lions game will not make the playoffs.
Probably.
So, you know, one is 6-5-1, the other is 7-5. I think the loser of tonight's game will miss the postseason this year. Here's how the numbers work out as it pertains to us. Because really, I know the Lions, Eagles have tiebreak over them. They really, I don't see how it's going to apply much, you know, the Lions situation. If they make the playoffs, they do. If they don't, they don't. The Cowboys is obviously, we want the division. We want the NFC East. So here are the numbers for tonight's game. I'm looking at the Athletics NFL playoff simulator. So right now, they're giving the Cowboys a 23% chance to make the playoffs. If the Cowboys win tonight, Hugh Douglas, that number goes up to 41%. If the Cowboys lose tonight and we get a Lions win, the Cowboys' chances are at 9%. That's a pretty significant swing tonight.
Yes, it is. And I think it just feels like they're going to get this one. Because that just feels like that.
Why are you putting this in the atmosphere?
Well, because that feels like that's the narrative.
We asked you to lie, though. And you're telling the truth.
We pray for the win, but we're ready for the loss.
I'm not ready for the loss.
Yeah, we're ready for it. But I'm ready to see. You know, you find out what you're made of when your back's against the wall, man. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, you really find out what you're made of when you have no moves to be made, and the only one you got to make, you got to have it. That's this situation right here. There's been a lot of trepidation about this team. There's been a lot of reckless speculation about who did what and da-da-da-da-da. Kevin Petullo is going to be on top of his game. You know why? Because he has to. He has to. And the reason why. No, listen.
Didn't he have to on Friday?
No. What I'm.
You have got to be smoking something.
Because.
Kevin Petullo's going to be out of his game.
Like, he's taking a lot of heat, right?
See.
What?
This is why I can't.
What?
This is why I need Joe to stand tall. I can't trust you.
What do you mean?
Kevin Petullo is going to be on his game because he has to?
If he's on his game?
What are you talking about?
And the quarterback throws it where Devontae's not standing. Then what do we do?
I, for one, don't believe Kevin Petullo, Coach Petullo, is as in over his head as other people like to believe.
I tend to agree with you.
I don't think that's the case.
But he can call a good game, and if the quarterback doesn't execute, we're going down in flames.
They're not executing.
Yeah, I know. I watched it all year.
Yes, they need to execute better. You know what? One of the most telling things that nobody said anything about on that Hard Knocks episode was the fact. And anybody that has played this position know exactly what I'm talking about. The one person on the field, and it's not taking a shot. This is just what I know about football in the 10 years that I played and in my first game ever playing against Dan Marino. The one person on the field that should know what everybody's doing on offense.
Quarterback.
Is the quarterback.
Always.
Like, that's a fact. That is not me bashing anybody. That's not me trying to say it was his fault. Well, he said it was his fault, so you can't get mad at me at that. But from my defensive end positions and watching quarterbacks operate like a Peyton Manning, especially when they go no huddle. When they go no huddle, they know where everybody at, and they know where everybody's supposed to be. I'll never forget, man. I remember first game I told you, I had the best seat in the house. One of the receivers ran the wrong route for Dan. Dan dog cussed him in the huddle. I told you to run this route, darn it, and you better run this route. And he caught it again, and he threw it to a spot. Bad receiver right there. He would come to the line of scrimmage. He set the protection. He called the routes for the receivers. He said, you run this go. You run a slant. You run a dig. At the line, and this is what I'm saying. We're standing right there. The defense, we hear everything he's saying.
And he still couldn't stop it.
And you still couldn't stop it. That's execution. That's what I'm talking about. That's what he did. That's what quarterbacks do. Peyton Manning, the one person you do not want to have, or the two people, or the three, or whoever you want to say, the three or four people you do not want to have the ball in two-minute drills. Just pick your poison. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, who else?
Mahomes.
Jim Kelly.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Like
Montana.
The old school.
Yeah.
Like that's because. And why do you think that is?
because the quarterback's supposed to know where everybody at. Because he's orchestrating like a concert, like that. There's a dude at the front that be doing this at the concert. That's the quarterback. And he knows what everybody's supposed
to be
doing.
The conductor.
That's what it is. That's his job. Especially when it's time for the rubber to meet the road. Can't have that because now you're working with precision routes. You trying to get it done because you ain't got that much time.
So we're good then?
No, I'm tired. I'm good.
Nah, we're in trouble.
We're not. We're gonna get this. We're gonna get this. Damn, Kyle, why you gonna play music? I believe in this team, man. Listen, we've had a rough couple weeks, no question about that. But we are the defending Super Bowl champions. That's a fact. And no matter what people on the outside of that building say about them, they know what they have in that building. We had the NFL's leading rusher. That ain't changed in a year. He's still like he can run. The offensive line's a little bit banged up. You got to go get it done this weekend, fellas. And Jalen, a lot of heat on you right now, brother. I believe in you. You know, there's a lot of conversation being had behind your back about whether or not you're the guy to get the job done. I think you are because you've proven it in the past. You've proven that you can rise to these occasions to get it done. I believe in you, bro. You are a walking human quote machine, and you've given out some good ones. Your back's against the wall, brother. The whole team's back against the wall. It's not a whole lot of people that believe in you, Jalen. But guess who believes in you? I do. I believe in you, Jalen. Now, I know that there might be some out there that say, I talk bad about you a couple times. That's because I love you. I talk bad about my relative. You know what I mean? Because I love my relatives. But here's the one thing that I will never do. I ain't gonna never let nobody else talk bad about you. That's a fact. So this is what you need to do this weekend, dog. You need to go out there. You need to go to San Diego. No, it ain't even in San Diego.
Los Angeles.
You need to go to Los Angeles. And you need to quiet all those naysayers. And you need to get this team on the right track. Because we believe in you, Jalen. We believed in you and nobody else did. Even though from time to time we talk bad about you. But we're family. That's what family does. Like I said, we're going to talk bad about family. But we still got your back, dog. We're going to get this done. And we're going to keep those Cowboys in our rearview mirror. Because whether you want to believe it or not, we are the defending Super Bowl champions. And we're in this position for a reason. Like you always say, you might have something smart to say. I'll just say it like that. Keep it simple. God don't make mistakes, dog. You are the chosen one. Time to go out there and show everybody why you were picked, dog. Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, on to L.A. and get this done, baby. Get this done.
We're back.
I'll be here all week.
We're back. We're back. That's it. They're going to put that in the locker room before the game when they run out on Monday?
Probably not.
I want them to play it. Let's go back to the phone lines here. That'll get everyone pumped up. Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Hello. What's going on?
Anthony, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
Hey, Hugh, I like that, man. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that was a good, pretty good ad, Leo. That's Kyle's fault, man. I hate when Kyle do that. Man.
When the music hits,
I set you up for failure.
Hey, you know what? When the music hit, dog, you got to represent. It's almost like freestyling as a rapper.
Yeah,
I got to freestyle.
Yeah, you showed your range.
Hey,
yeah.
Man, listen, you showed up.
I got bars. I need to get in the studio somewhere.
Hey, man, listen. I wasn't going to call in today, but I had a conversation with a guy a couple days ago, right? He's a Packers fan. He always gets on me about he doesn't like Jalen Hurts, right? And he knows I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan, right? And we had a conversation. I spilled some stuff to him, and he basically was like, man, now, after I said it to him, he said, man, I get why you feel the way you do about Jalen now. Like, I'm going to start watching the dude differently. He said, man, but when you call into the radio station, you never say these things. And I told him the reason I don't is because when I call into y'all guys, I only get a short amount of time. So I want to give y'all some context on why we are over.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Reacting right now.
Okay, and let's hear.
It's just a bunch of hoopla about nothing. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm not just an Eagles fan. I'm a Jalen Hurts fan. I've been an Eagles fan since '95, though. Right. I watched Jalen Hurts. The first time I ever seen Jalen Hurts was in a game that he played in against Mercer his freshman year at Alabama. He throws a 70-yard bomb to Calvin Ridley. And I've been a fan ever since. I watched him all that season. He goes on to win SEC Player of the Year. What a lot of people don't offensive player of the year. A lot of people don't know, Jalen rushed for over 1,000 yards that year as well. He comes back his sophomore year. He has another stellar year, but then he ends up getting benched, runs all over the place that year, gets benched for Tua Tagovailoa in the championship game. Third year, he comes back to Alabama, leads them to the SEC championship game. When Jalen Hurts came out, one of the scouts in the NFL said it, put it better than just about anybody I've heard anybody, you know, say about Jalen. He said, if I were still a scout, I would take Jalen based on the personnel, the coaches, the players, because Jalen is more an elite athlete that can throw the football than he is a quarterback that can run, right? So if you think about, if you really watch Jalen in football, that's what you, in college, that's what you would have seen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now let me get to this real quick. So Jalen's first year in the NFL, 2020, he comes in. That team goes 4-11. Jalen wins the job. He's the third string quarterback. He wins the job over Nate Sudfeld and Carson Wentz, right? What was Dougie P doing with Jalen when he took over that job? A lot of RPO stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of RPO stuff. He was doing well in it. The next year, Doug leave. Jalen, first year starter. Nick comes in with Shane Steichen. A lot of people don't know that when Shane Steichen first got here, he was the OC, but he wasn't calling plays at the start. Nick was calling the plays. They go 2-1 whatever it is at the beginning of the season. Then about a third of the season through, Nick hands over the play-calling responsibility to Shane Steichen. They go 6 of the last 7 games. They win. They lead the league in rushing for those 6 of the last 7 games, get a playoff berth, end up 9-8. The next year, for the first time in Jalen's career since high school, Shane Steichen comes back for a consecutive year. Jalen would be maybe MVP of the league if he don't get hurt. All-pro, first-team All-Pro, and he could have potentially been Super Bowl MVP if a couple things didn't swing, you know, go in the opposite direction. Now let's go back to the failure. The next year we got Brian Johnson come in, who's been a lifelong person, friend, family friend, and all that stuff of Jalen Hurts's, you know, played for his father and all that. Jalen knows this guy. He becomes the offensive coordinator, but he can't run the offense. You got Nick Sirianni, once again, stepping into the situation. The plays are his plays. It's his offense. Let me speed this up real quick. We go.
Yeah, please.
We fail that year. We come out. 2024, we come in. We get another comparable guy. We get Kellen Moore.
We know.
We
remember all of this.
So what?
Let me finish my point.
Please.
So what is the whole point?
So the point that I'm making is this. when you have Nick Sirianni in the mix with things, calling plays, who did Nick Sirianni have in Indianapolis?
He had Rivers and Brissett. Rivers and Brissett.
Phillip Rivers. He had and Andrew Luck. None of those guys are like Jalen. What Nick Sirianni needs to do is don't hire your boy. That's not going to work. Hire people that can gear the offense toward the skill set of the guy that you have out there playing. When you do the things that Nick Sirianni has done as far as involving himself in things where he should have no business doing it with a guy like Jalen Hurts, this is what happens.
Well, Anthony, that history is there. I mean, the history is there. When they have, when it's Steichen or Moore, those 2 years, it was three years, two and a half. And Anthony, good phone call.
Yeah, you know, next time maybe we just start with the history of mankind and Adam and Eve.
And then you took too long to get that up.
Yeah, well, he wanted to cook. Bottom line is this. So he one thing he said there that I think we just assume, but I don't know if it's true anymore. He was talking about the RPOs, right, and Jalen's running and the different coordinators. Hugh, we had Jason Avant on yesterday because it's obvious Jalen is running less this year. Mm-hmm. It's just obvious, right? Now, is that design? Is that his decision? Is it him telling them he doesn't want to run? There's obviously the reports out there this past week that he had made it. He expressed to the coaches maybe he doesn't want to run as much. I don't know what's going on. I do know what my eyes and the stats are telling me. Huey's not running as much. It's obvious. When we had Jason on yesterday, I asked him if Jalen is no longer a runner, right? If his legs are not part of the equation anymore, what is he? And he said you take away it's 40% of his game.
He's 40% of the player, 40 or 50%.
That is major. It's major. I mean, what are we talking about then? Right? That makes it more challenging for every aspect of the offense. So, I don't know. The season, it's not done yet. He could start running on Monday night. But I think it's challenging to, because everything he's saying there, we're going back in time. Like, the 2022 Jalen Hurts, does he exist anymore? I don't know. I mean, maybe. But he's not running like the 2022 Jalen Hurts. So, we talk about these coaches like they're morons. Maybe they don't have the 2022 Hurts to work with anymore. They have the 2025 Hurts.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that you could ask yourself. And I know for a lot of people, it's frustrating because when you talk about it, it's like you're being disrespectful. It's not. Jalen's story has already been written in the NFL. Now he just has to add to it. His story has already been written. He's a two-time Super Bowl attendant, champion. So, and he's had some really good season in NFL. So that, you can't take away what Jalen's accomplished at this point in his career. I think it's fair to ask, is he the same player?
Of course.
Because when you talk about, like, and I always try to talk about these things from the position that I play and knowing how much quarterbacks with his style of run can put stress on the defense. If you don't run or if you're not a threat to run, then I'm not going to try to play the run. I'm not going to try to defend that.
94 WIP breaking
like
news.
My favorite song.
Well, we have a big update here. Kyle, we have an update on Darius Slay, and will he or will he not report to the Buffalo Bills?
Adam Schefter tweeted, breaking, veteran cornerback Darius Slay, who the Bills claimed on waivers Thursday, is unsure if he wants to continue playing and will not be reporting to Buffalo.
Hey! Uh-oh, that puts me back in the running.
You're in the mix again. Well, wait. Right. If he retires, that's not a win for you.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me check my source.
This is a quote from Drew Rosenhaus. Mm-hmm. Slay is honored that a first-class organization like the Bills claimed him, but he is going to take some time away from football right now and decide in the next few days if he wants to keep playing.
Mm, is that a translation? I'd rather just play
now,
in Philadelphia?
Rappaport follows up. The Eagles put in a claim. Have to wonder if this was the plan.
To get it, so he's not going to maybe not report. He said, "I'm not sure about Buffalo. It's a little cold. I want to go back to Philadelphia."
Hugh,
this is a big one, Hugh.
Let me check my sources.
You check those sources, all right? I think you win this thing. The only way you don't, for me, and I'm not part of the voting. The only way look, you might say, Joe, you might be wrong on the NFC. Who cares what your forecast is? I'm telling you, the only way Hugh Douglas, if Slay ends up with the Eagles. The only way you don't win this is if another insider breaks a bombshell story on Hurts. Other than that, I think you got this.
I will say this. Mm-hmm. That I was told by somebody that I trust that the problem is if he refuses to go to Buffalo,
right?
that Detroit has a claim on him. That's what I was told. I don't
Eagles
know
are, yeah. for what it's worth, Bills were directly before the Eagles in the waiver order because they have a weaker strength of schedule.
The Lions would have been before the Bills.
Yes. Okay, so the that's fact what it was.
Yeah, the Lions didn't claim him.
The Lions, okay,
the yeah. Eagles were are next.
Because the Lions would have gotten him on the claim because they have a 7-5 record.
Yep. Okay.
So
okay.
it was Bills, then Eagles.
So that's what it is?
I think you're in good shape.
Okay. Okay.
Now we need to. I mean, really, this is about Slay. Slay's got to tell, you know, he's got to get the Bills to let him go so he can come back here. And then Hugh Douglas wins this thing. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls coming up. Do you still believe the NFC East is over? What is your level of confidence in the Eagles winning this thing? Are you like Hugh Douglas thinking it's better for the Eagles if the Cowboys win tonight? I can't believe this guy said this out loud. And should I take back the take that the NFC East is over? Right now, my plan is not to do it. We'll decide by 2 o'clock today. You get to chime in on all this. Be tuned in. Keep listening. Hugh's holiday stocking. When you hear the sound or you call in, your chance to win an incredible prize. All right, coming up, the latest on the Chargers quarterback situation. What is it? Is Justin Herbert going to play in this game? We'll hit you with that next. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. No worries, Hugh. Don't worry about a thing.
I was never worried, Joe.
Talking yourself into not being worried, but that's all
no,
right.
No, I wasn't worried.
About the Cowboys or about the Eagles?
I wasn't worried about the Eagles. They got to get it done. Like, you put yourself in this position. You know, you talk about everything that has happened over the last couple weeks. You were in control of it, now you're not. But you are in control of this. Take care of business Monday night, you'll be fine.
Go win a football game. Yeah. We'll see what happens tonight in the Thursday night game. It certainly impacts the Eagles.
With Los Angeles.
It starts with the Chargers. Is that what your notebook says?
Yeah, that's what it says.
How about the iPad? How's that working out?
No, last time you did that, we won 2 in a row.
You know, you're right about that. Mm-hmm. Hugh, have we figured the iPad situation out?
Nah. I'm working on it, though. I'm trying to get these buttons.
What do you think happens first? Hugh figures out the iPad or Justin Herbert's hand is healed? He's going to try to play maybe Monday. What's going on with that? Let's hear the latest. This is Justin Herbert talking about his situation as we try to figure out what quarterback we're going up against the Chargers.
Do you still feel like you're preparing as if you'll play Monday?
Am I preparing as if I'll play?
Yeah. Are you still preparing that way? Like you'll play Monday?
Yeah, that's the plan is to prepare as if I'm going to play. And, you know, see how the next couple of days goes and do everything I can to be out there for the team and for the guys out there.
All right, so let's unpack this a little bit. The number on the game, the odds in the sports books, FanDuel now has the Eagles as a 2.5-point favorite. They were a 3-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, that means the line is moving towards the Chargers. That makes you think that they believe Herbert's going to play, right? If he wasn't going to play and the backup's going to play, that changes the number by, you know, at least a few points in this game. So probably going to be Herbert. Here's my question. Do you think it helps the Eagles? Let me frame this right way. He's obviously a way, 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 way better player than Trey Lance. Does it help the Eagles if he can't be under center and every snap has to be in the shotgun? Because that's what it seems like. If he plays, he could play, but he can't be under center to take the snap with his hand.
I'm not sure because the unfortunate thing about it, I don't know how the Eagles' defense looked a little bit out of sorts. The last time they played. So it all depends on how that defense plays and if those ends set the edge. They didn't do a good job of setting the edge last week.
But do you think it would give them an advantage if every snap had to be at a shotgun?
Again, Joe, I don't know because I don't know how they're going to play. Because if he's out of the shotgun, you would think that, you know, you get up the field a little bit or you know, you try to get up the field and get pressure on the quarterback. I think that's the biggest thing is trying to get pressure on the quarterback. I don't know how they're going to play. They got pushed around last week.
But a lot of those were under center and like those kind of.
Yeah.
I just like.
They were confused. They had them in a blender. Yeah. They had that defense in a blender.
I just would think short yardage is a big advantage for the Eagles if he's the quarterback this week because he's not running quarterback sneaks with a hand, you would think, that just had surgery. And if he can't be under center, they got to just hand the ball off in shotgun. I think it's as much as he is, you know, a really good player. I think it's a weird spot where they could take advantage of him not being himself and they can't do all the things they usually do. We'll see. Certainly sounds like he's going to try to play in the game. Let's go to the phone lines. Ken and Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
So I feel kind of, I don't know, honored because I have followed, I'm following just like a pantheon of stupidity that has preceded me on some of these callers. I always turn off Aaron, so I didn't hear what he said. I'm just assuming it was as stupid as usual.
Yeah, but it was.
Then you got Steven who doesn't understand how magic numbers work because he thinks their magic number is going to go up when their games left goes down. I don't understand this stuff. So, first of all, and Hugh, I got to tell you, man, you are the most profound person on the station. I know you make up words sometimes like ambiguity and stuff like that, which is always fun. But the nuggets that you come out with, like, you know, pressure makes diamonds or coal, I mean, you are profound, man. You should be.
I try. It's all this plethora of useless information that I have. But that's how you have to look at it. To be honest, Ken, you have to look at it like that.
You should give TED Talks. You are profound. So, first of all, the Cowboys are absolutely going to lose this game tonight. This is the Detroit Lions season.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way they are going to cough up their season at home tonight to the Dallas Cowboys. The calendar does say December, so we know what happens in December. And, you know, the delusion of the Cowboy fan that comes to life in November gets extinguished, you know, like a flame in December. So we're not even worried about that. And, you know, the Eagles will probably win four of their last five games. And this is what I can't believe I'm going to say this, and I don't want this to come across the wrong way, because I don't in any way, shape, or form want to endorse or in any way condone the nonsense that those jackasses who threw the eggs at Kevin Petullo's house were engaged in. But I have a feeling that in the confines of that room, the confines of that group, they are just pissed off as an offense that they got Kevin Petullo's house egged, as they, you know, as the only way to put it.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're going to see a congealed and really committed offense that's going to go out there and leave it on the field, because, you know, it's almost like when the coach gets fired and the players feel like, you know, well, we got him fired. And so in a strange way, I think that might wind up being kind of a rallying point for the offense.
You know, it's an interesting – I hadn't thought about it like that, but it could be. I mean, and you're right about it's their fault. I mean, it's the player's fault that people are so hard or frustrated and can't get a good phone call on Petullo. I mean, that's true. It's I think we've said this on this show. I think there's been a little too much on the plate on the feet of the coordinator for the problems, and then the players are really – they're struggling. Maybe they do. Maybe they play their best football game. One thing that Jason Avon said to us yesterday, Hugh, that's been sticking out to me, because the Chargers are pretty good, right?
They're a good football team.
They, I'd say, have a pretty decent chance to make the playoffs if they play well down the stretch. They have 8 wins already. But he did bring up, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, they went to Jacksonville, and the Jaguars blew the doors off them. I don't even think the Jaguars are any good. They ran all over them. Hugh, it feels like if the Eagles are on, you know, playing well, and if they block it up, that this could be the game the run game gets going. I know we've said that a lot this year, but the way Jason described it is you can run on them if you do it right.
Yeah, but you got to get the run going. And the only way you're going to do that, Joe, is to get the pass.
No, I've given up on that.
But you have to.
I've just given up on that.
And I know everybody said you got to run the ball hard and stuff, but to me as a defender, and I always think about it like this, you're not consistent enough for it to matter to me. It's not. It's nothing that... Your passing game isn't consistent enough for it to be a factor to me. It's not fluid enough. So with that being said, I'm always 8 in the box. You might get a couple dink and dunk passes here, but it has not been to the point where it makes me feel like it could be a threat. Even when the game – see, the unfortunate thing about the Eagles this year that they have to try to fix like Monday night is the fact that if I'm close, I got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you talk about the games that, like the Denver game, that's the one. They didn't come out of anything that they were doing. The Dallas Cowboy game, same thing.
Because they know the Eagles are going to run away.
Yes,
for anybody.
Because they're not. You're not going to tack on points. The one thing that you have not done this year is be consistent. You know, you'll get up, and just like you say, hey, we're still in this. We're still in this game. 21 points. You're still in it. And you haven't done that. You haven't knocked anybody out yet.
The reality of the team is why the next few weeks are you know, nail-biting, but at the same time, there's still a feeling that they could turn this around. Hugh, the way they're playing, I think they could, if they are buttoned up for a particular game, they could beat anyone. Like when Elliott was arguing with me yesterday, like the one thing he's right about is if they play their best, like we saw them beat Green Bay and Detroit in back-to-back weeks. That did happen. But also, because the offense is so down, they could also lose to anyone. Right, like the next few weeks, if you tell me all five of these games, aside from the Raider game, they're really bad. But four of these next five, if you tell me the score of the game is 20-17 at the end, I'm not surprised. Now, Eagles could win all of them 20-17. But when you're in 20-17 games, sometimes they go the wrong way.
Yeah. I mean, but I will say this. Two things that we had to quit doing as Eagle fans. Had to get quit stop giving out those lofty scoring. Like
I think we might be done with those. Yeah, yeah.
We got to stop doing
that. You think we're going to get one of those on Monday?
Eagles. Because
of course we are. 31-10.
Because here's the reality.
Domination, Hugh.
Of the NFL. It's gone back. It's starting to skew more like it was back in my day. The 17-21 games.
Yeah, we've gone back in time.
We've
gone back in time.
Like, and those are just as good. Like, wins are wins. And that's the thing that we have to wrap our mind around. When we play these games, we're probably going to be in the last couple of games where we're going to have to play some stout defense,
yeah.
Maybe some clock-controlling offenses, things like that, precision routes, and things of that nature. Because we're right now, we're not equipped or we're not adept enough to start blowing folks
out. I agree with you completely. You're right. It's also a form of coping. We've given up on the offense scoring points this season.
Well, right?
I mean, we have.
I haven't given up on offense, Joe. I've given up on the offense being innovative.
Well, yeah, that went out.
I mean, I've given up. I'm at the point now.
That went out a while ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I just want you to win, and I don't give a damn what that looked like.
Style Points Douglas has left the building. Mario, Northeast Philly, who we saw last night at the Flyers game. What's up, Mario?
Yo, what's second, fellas? Doing, man? How you doing?
What's up, buddy? Man?
All right, man. I had a good time with y'all last night. Thanks again for the ticket. I appreciate it.
Oh, you got it, man. Happy you could come.
All right. Y'all better start listening to Hugh. He'll be calling it, man. Y'all better start listening to him.
No, they ain't gonna never do that, dog.
Yeah, but is St. Brown playing? Is St. Brown playing?
So he's questionable. Yeah.
Take a L.
So, Mario, I thought 2 days ago he wasn't going to play, but he's questionable, which means it feels to me like they're going to put him through warm-ups and see how his ankle responds. He might play.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So if he play, I think Dallas gonna take a L. But I feel like you, Joe. It don't make me believe the Eagles going. He was talking about the diamonds and the pressure. I don't know about that with the Eagles right now, man. But we shall see.
We shall, and it's gonna be fun to watch tonight, Mara. We appreciate it, man. And the Amon-Ra St. Brown one, I heard, you know, Hugh Douglas's injury report there that we had a few minutes ago. The Amon-Ra St. Brown one is a big one, Hugh. He plays tonight. I feel way better about Detroit winning.
Yeah, and they're going to try to see if they can get him to play, man. But even if he plays, I feel like, dude, and this is part of the reason why I feel this way. I remember vividly when George Pickens was at Georgia and Kirby Smart had a press conference, and it was something, he said something to the effect that they don't have any number one receivers on this squad. And George came out that next week and he had a monster game. George Pickens is playing with a chip on his shoulder a little bit. And, you know, you got that coupled with, you know, the way Dak is playing, man, that's a scary combination.
Yeah. Well, he's playing for a contract. Like, he's playing to prove the Steelers wrong. Yeah, all that stuff.
Like George is that dude. Like, he plays receiver, but he's more like a bully. Like, he plays bully ball. And he's been on a tear since he's been to since he's gotten there.
You think he's going to be the last really good George in sports? There's not many people named George anymore, is there? It's an old name.
Yeah.
I think he might be the last George. I don't know.
Oh, you know, there's no good Hughes anymore, are there? Are there even any Hughes?
No, that ship has sailed.
Hugh Jackman?
No, in sports.
New. I mean, Hugh Jackman's been around a while.
He might be. Is he older than you?
I would guess he is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
that's one of them old ass names that's going away.
That's gone. Yeah,
yeah.
You ever look at the list of the like the top 10 baby names each year? The it's a new guard of names. I mean, I
saw somebody named, what was it? Katan? What was that dude's name that played for the? Let me get my notes. Let me look at my notes.
Oh, not the notepad.
Yeah, his name was, what was it? Coyote Anganawa. Iwagoka.
See, Georges are out and Coyotes are in.
Like the center for Detroit, Coyote. It says it's K-A-Y-O-D-E. That's Coyote, ain't it? Coyote? Coyote?
Coyote, I would think. Coyote.
Coyote. That's Coyote.
I like Coyote better, yeah.
His mama named him Coyote.
No more Georges, but we have Coyotes. Let's go.
His name is Coyote Iwaska.
I like that name.
Yeah, it's all right, but it's Coyote, though.
Is he healthy for tonight's game?
No, he's questionable.
Okay.
Jack, Coyote Iwaska?
I think that's an...
better look out, or Aaron Rodgers is going to smoke
him. Jack in Redding is up. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Jack. What's up?
Hey, well, first of all, I'm going to touch on the NFC East real quick. Mm-hmm. I do not feel good about winning that. And, Hugh, let me ask you something. You know, you play in the NFL. Is this about the time where a team starts to hit their stride and hit their peak?
They probably a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago. So, yeah. I mean, you got the Eagles down trending and the Cowboys up trending. I'm kind of concerned about that. What do you think?
I mean, they look, man, I know nobody wants to hear this, but they look like they're trending in the right direction. I mean,
And
I tell you what, Jack, that's a small sampling size of, you know, watching Hard Knocks and just seeing and hearing, you know, get behind the curtain a little bit, if you will. Seeing the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm just talking strictly just football. You know,
But for me, that plays into it because the way that they're playing as a cohesive unit. So yeah, that plays into it.
Yeah. So, and then my next topic is, I think we have to start looking at getting rid of Jalen Hurts and start moving in a different direction.
No, not yet. We're not there.
Well, but
I think we're there.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, you know what, Jack? We're trending in that direction, but we're not there.
Hugh, listen to this, Hugh. I'm going to get into this a little bit. In his entire career, he has been on superstar-loaded teams. You go back to college, Alabama, Oklahoma. He's been around superstar teams, and that's no fault to him. You know, he played well in high school. He got to that level. I get it. But the bottom line is he's nothing more than a system quarterback, and when the system around him starts failing – he starts failing with it. And what I see is, you know, all these elite quarterbacks that have ever played in the NFL, you know, they elevated the team around them. The team has to elevate Hurts. And that's what I've been seeing for years now, for years. And we all wanted to just play blind to it and, you know, oh, he's a top five quarterback. He's never been a top five quarterback in this league.
Yes, Jack, I let you cook. And I didn't say you were wrong, but I said this earlier today, you can't take away what he's already accomplished. Now let's start there. Now, if you're talking about his skills have diminished, that's a conversation. I don't think we're there yet. But the one thing you can't do, and I will not allow you to do, is to tear him down after he's accomplished so much, because he has done that. Whether or not you agree with the talent that he had around him, anything. Dude been to two Super Bowls. He's been a Super Bowl MVP, and he's a Super Bowl champion. We're not going to tear him down. Now, if he's not playing well, that's – no, Jack, let me finish, and then I'll let you have the floor. If he's not playing well, that's one conversation, right? And that's the conversation that we're having. But we're not about to start taking accomplishments away from him.
So, Jack, before you continue, for me, he was only a top five quarterback in one particular season. That was 2022. I thought he was legitimately excellent that season. And he had a lot around him. I mean, obviously he did. But I thought he played excellent that year. And that's the only season I thought he played that well.
No, and I think that's reasonable to consider him for that spot in that season. Because, again, he was playing great football. But it's so hard to call him an elite quarterback when every single time the system around him starts falling, he falls with it. When has he ever elevated the system around him?
When he won the Super Bowl last year and he was the MVP of the Super Bowl?
When they did everything they could to stop Saquon Barkley and had wide open AJ
Jack,
Brown,
like
wide
I,
open
like
Devontae
I said,
Smith.
Like I said, Jack, like I let you cook, but what you're not going to do, you're not going to take away what he's already accomplished. That's not going to happen. Like I let you cook when you're talking about he might not be this, that, or the third, but what you're not going to do is take away what he's already accomplished. Now, he's a Super Bowl champion, correct? Because you probably went to the parade, right?
No, I did not. I did not go to the parade.
Okay, well, fine. But you didn't go to the parade. But you celebrated the Super Bowl win, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And you told all your friends that your quarterback won. So we're not doing that.
Here's the thing you're missing. Hugh.
No, I ain't missing nothing. No, I ain't missing nothing, Jack. No, I'm not. No, I'm not, Jack, because you know what you're doing? No, know what you're doing, Jack? You know what you're doing?
What am I doing, Hugh?
You're trying to tear him down. I'm not going to let you do that. Now, if you don't think he's playing well, no, listen, I'm let me finish. If you don't like Jalen, that's one thing, Jack. But what you're not going to do is tear down what he's already built. Now the floor is yours. You can say what you want to say.
Hugh, I'll ask you this. Do you think any other starting QB in the NFL is going to do what Jalen Hurts did?
Jack, who do you think is better than Jalen Hurts outside of Patrick Mahomes and everybody else who won one? What? Josh Allen?
Do you have enough time in your day for this?
Is Josh Allen better? Is Josh Allen? You feel Josh Allen better?
1,000% Josh Allen.
Okay, has Josh Allen won a Super Bowl? Has Josh Allen won an AFC Championship game?
Has Josh Allen had AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley?
Jack, this is where you're exposing yourself. Because I just said, you're not going to come on here and tear down what he's already accomplished. And that's what you're basically trying to do.
I think
it's not going to happen.
There is a difference between accomplishment and how good you are. Yeah.
And that's not what we're arguing, but he's trying to take away
what he's already done. I don't think he's as good as Josh Allen. He's accomplished more in terms of winning. I mean, that's the truth.
Joe, I think you'll agree here, but I think Josh Allen, if you put Josh Allen on last year's Eagles team, he's also winning a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP.
But guess what? You know what that sounds like, Jack? When I said last week, like I would like to see what Dak Prescott looked like on this Super Bowl team.
It does sound like that.
It's the
Dak
same
Prescott
thing.
Would have won a Super Bowl.
It's the same. But guess what? Guess what, Jack? We'll never know. We'll never know because neither one of them played for the
Eagles. Well, that's we never know any of this stuff, right? Like that's you just kind of think it and Jalen Hurts has done a lot since he got drafted, and it's going to end up no matter what happens from here on out. It was an excellent draft pick by the Eagles, but obviously he's got to be better. And if he's not better,
no, he has to be.
This
better.
Isn't going to last much longer.
Has to be better. And I wasn't wrong with that. But like I said again, Jack, you're not going to tear him down. You're not going to do that because I see through all of that, brother.
Yeah, I think I see through that.
There's
a difference between accomplishment and how good you think someone is. I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks that won the Super Bowl that I don't think are that great.
And that's a fair conversation. But when you sit here and you start talking about if he had this or he wasn't this or that, you're not going to do that. Not on my watch.
215.
Not from 10 to 2.
592-9494. We got an open segment for your phone calls coming up. A lot to do, you people, later in the show here. So that is all coming up.
Here's Hello Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
What perfect timing.
Hey!
That was a festive time for Hugh's holiday stocking. All right.
Tell y'all what.
Here's what we're going to do. We're clearing the board.
Okay.
Open phone lines 215-592-9494. And if you hop on right now, you get a chance to play Hughes Holiday Stock.
I need everyone to lock in.
Presented by Clinico. Presented by Jack.
You know how this one's going to go.
Presented by Jack Daniels, Tennessee Whiskey, and Gerhardt's Appliances. Today, you're playing for the qualifying prize. The Rocks Glasses Umbrella Golf Tee Pack Playing Cards, along with a Weber Grill Brush, courtesy of Gerhardt's Appliances. And you win today. Entered for the grand prize, the Weber Grill, courtesy of Gerhardt's Appliances, the Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Jack Daniels Cornell Set. Hop on now. On the other side, we find out what's in Hughes Holiday Stocking. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94. WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or the last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sports, because the official sports book of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.